Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. We're so excited to have you with us this evening, as we are every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30-ish p.m. Thank you for joining us, and we are excited, as we are dealing with Dr. Charles Spurgeon's work, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare. It is awesome, it is exciting, it is enticing, exhilarating, and it leads us to the throne of grace. And so tonight we're excited to have you with us. We're going to start off with prayer, then we'll have a song. Prayer, then we'll do a scripture, then we'll do a song, and then we'll do intercessory prayer and begin our Bible study. So join me in prayer as we go before the Lord. Oh, gracious and most holy, reverent one, we thank you as you allow us and give us audience at the throne of grace and mercy. Oh, God, who has been so gracious, so permissible, so caring, so nurturing, who cares to allow your children who are faulty, who fall short, who don't do what you ask, who are disobedient, but who love you and who are striving to change and transform, specifically in this new year. We come before you, for you, Lord, are King. You, Lord, are the Almighty. You, Lord, are sovereign. And because of your royalty and your grace and your majesty, we ask for permission to approach the throne. And so as we come, we bring our prayers, we bring our desires and our love and our, Lord, we thank you for the so many things that you protected us against today. We thank you for protecting us against car accidents. We thank you for protecting us against vicious things being said to us. We thank you, oh God, that you are leading, guiding, and directing us and focusing us on your word. We thank you, oh Lord, that you have taught us that if we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all the things that we desire, all the things we look for and hope for, that our territory would be expanded and you, oh God, would be the prize, that close relationship with you. And so as we come before you, we passionately seek you, oh God. We come before your throne asking and begging, oh God, that you would hear our prayer through the blood of Jesus and that it would empower us to have grace so that you would hear our pleas, even the ones we don't utter, oh God. But you could hear from our heart in those secret places that we lift up and pray your divine wisdom and love and nurturing prevail in our lives. And so as we come before you in this Bible study, bring revelation knowledge. Teach us, oh God, to be more like you. Help us and forgive us when we have fallen short of your grace and the things that you've requested of us. Lord, we know we have sinned and fallen short, but we ask forgiveness and that you would give us right standing with you. Thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we come before you, O God, praising you, praying, thanking you for loving and caring for us as only you can. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. The Lord, as we come before the Lord tonight, we are just excited that we are here. And we're going to listen to a song by Vicky Yohe, Because of Who You Are.
Because of who you are, I give
your glory because of who you are. I give you praise because of who
reading is coming from the New Century Version of the Bible, the 73rd come, the 73rd Psalm, and I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. When my heart was sad and I was angry, I was senseless and stupid. I acted like an animal towards you. But I am always with you. You held my hand. You guide me with your advice, and later you will receive me in honor. Verse 25. I have no one in heaven but you. I want nothing on earth besides you. And we're concluding with verse 26. My body and my mind may become weak, but God is my strength. He is mine forever. And the people said, amen. 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 This is the word of the Lord for people of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight is an awesome night, and we're so excited about the Bible study tonight because Spurgeon's book is getting deeper and deeper, and every time it gives us an illustration about a principle, every time he gives us a point about a principle, he comes back and gives us an illustration. And for those of you who've read the chapter on
Help from on High?
No, it's Thanks Being to God. So, we're on the second chapter talking about Thanks Being to God. And what it's talking about is that, it's how we worship, how we long to be with God, and what we are willing to do able to God's feet and God's use. So, I would hope that tonight would be an example of how good God is to us and how we express that in prayer. Because that's what Spurgeon's trying to do in the illustration chapter. So, our accessory prayer before Bible study. There's a lot that I need to praise God for and thank God for and offer up as prayer request. So, okay, have anybody on the line? Margaret.
Dr. Susie, this is Bishop Michael in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as I was watching Monday Night Football last night, a young man ended up having cardiac arrest on the football field. And we want to lift up this young man. DeMar is his name. And we're going to lift up that team. But, there's a lot of people that were caught off guard by this. And, the thing that we do on the football field is dangerous. We know that. And we go out, as battlers and warriors. But it's a game. It's fun, but it is dangerous. And so we want to pray for not only Lamar, but, those that are involved with that sport. So let's lift him up and his family up in Jesus' name.
Prayer
request, would you like to do that? Same
as DeMar Hamlin.
Yes.
Dr. Are
Susie?
Are there any more
Bishop?
Go ahead, Margaret.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I'm thankful to God, thankful that he was brought back, and that we have hope for him still, both on earth and in heaven. And also, I wanted to ask for prayer for my daughter, Sophia, protection from spiritual attack, and also for my daughter, Maya, protection from spiritual attack, and for my son, Peter, and Timothy, and for my husband and myself, for prayer for protection from spiritual attack. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Bishop, I was fond of Margaret, but I was also wanted to add to about Ms. Hamlin, who responded and it was some good folks, y'all. He got a $5 million GoFundMe help for him, $5 million. So people care, and it's amazing that he would actually have to do heart rate back. But it's, you know, that's scary. I just want you all to know that I'm praying for the young man, and I just want everybody listening tonight to know that there are good support of him immediately. And like I said, GoFundMe is up to $5 million. So people. So. This is Dr. Susan. I also wanted to lift up my children, my son Jay, trying to get funding for my daughter's health. I asked that I would provide a place for my job, an opportunity where I can God knows.
Amen.
Amen.
Are there anybody else?
Sister Eric Jefferson, really, Britt Urshman. Britt called this morning asking Bible study gonna be 7:30 in the morning. He's already late. I said, Britt, it's 7:30 in the morning. So at I'm backwards. Ask him. Anybody else?
Amen.
Anybody else? Oh, Mateo. I can't. Margaret, did you have a friend coming sometime?
Well, I have a prayer request for my mother also. She injured her foot, and she was bleeding, and she bled a lot, and today she went to the doctor. But they were able to stop the bleeding last night. So just prayers for protection for her as well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for travel mercies.
Amen.
And asking that. I just want to thank God. I had a doctor that I was able to tomorrow. I'll be talking tomorrow.
Can you guys hear me?
We can now.
I can hear you.
Yes. So, who's leading the prayer?
I can't hear Dr. Susie. I couldn't hear what you said.
Bishop should be leading.
Okay.
Now I can hear you, Dr. Susie.
I can hear you, Dr. Susie. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for who you are in our lives, God. We thank you that you're our children. I mean, we are your children. You're not our children. We are your children. We thank you that we belong to you, Lord God. We thank you for taking us through the day. And thank you for taking us over the dangerous highways and those that have traveled by air. We thank you for getting us home safely, Lord. We bless you and glorify you and thank you, honor you. Lord, we lift up Eric, wherever he may be, Lord. Just put your angels around about him and protect him. Keep him in the center of your will. We lift up Shirley, and we lift up Brett, and we lift up Mateo, God, and we lift up those that are part of this family. Lift up Jerry, God. Touch, heal, set free, deliver, God. We know that this is, we've seen signs of the times. This time is winding up, Lord God. And we want to be about your business, about kingdom business, Lord God. So, Lord, we lift up Sophia right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Maya. We lift up Margaret's family, that you would protect them from these spiritual attacks. God, you are not the author of confusion, but you're the God of peace. And, Lord, that you told us that we shall tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us or harm us. Lord, we lift up our families before you, God, that you would touch those and touch those that are way outside of your will. But, Lord, they can never go too far, for you are not there. If we make our beds in hell, as we learned last week, you're there. If we ascend up to the most highest parts of the heaven, you're there. So there's nowhere out of the ark of safety that our children, our cousins, our aunties, our uncles, our parents can go, our friends, our best friends, their nieces and nephews, that they can go. And we lift them up before you right now, God. Put angels around about them and protect them and keep them, deliver them, save them, set them free, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're able. Not only are you able,
yes,
but you're willing, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Lord, we lift up Margaret's family. Lord, we lift up Dr. Susan, God. Thank you for her ministry. Thank you for how many people, countless people, this woman of God has touched over the years of her ministry, God, in country by country, God. Lord, city by city, state by state, you've used this woman of God, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her job, Lord, and her security. Lord, and everything that you need for her to do, Lord, it's already supplied. Lord, we are on this record, on this radio program, and those that are listening by the recording, God, we all have you as our God that we can call on anytime, and we all recognize you, God, as our source. We don't look at man as the source, but you are the source of our joy, our strength, our finances, God, for everything. Everything we have is because of you. So, Lord, I thank you that Dr. Susie's job is protected, Lord God. Her health. We lift up Sydney before you. We lift up James Jr. Lift up James Sr., God, that you would heal bodies, set free, lead by your spirit, God. Draw closer, we pray, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we lift up this young man, DeMar Hamlin, God. The football world is shaking last night. God, and there are fans that are shaking and people that are just, but Lord, we lift up DeMar and we lift up DeMar's family, God. That's a shock. 24 years old to have cardiac arrest, but we know you as a healer. And we pray for a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. You said where two on earth agree is touching any one thing, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. So, Lord, touch, heal, deliver, set free, give peace in that family right now.
Yes.
And we come against every worry in Jesus' name. And those young people that want to play this sport, Lord, let them know the risks that they take before they put those pads on.
Amen.
And God, I pray that this is country. We can come together for a football play. Lord, I pray that you would use this moment to bring this country together in unity. Send revival, not only in this country, but every country that's represented listening to this program online. Lord, we need unity. And let the unity of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, take us further in this study. Lord, let your glory be revealed, and we'll be so careful to praise and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, how many people are just ready to go, ready to go, ready to go? I mean, because this is an awesome study. So when we talk about prayer, when we talk about giving thanks unto God, what comes to your mind? Everybody who's on the line, just stop for a second and ask the question, when you hear the words, thanks be unto God, what are you thinking?
This is Brett.
Hey, Brett. Good evening. Glad to hear you.
Same here. When I hear that, it's just another way of praising God. And when we do that, we're also thanking him for his many blessings for watching out for us. That's what I think about.
Dr. Susie. Go ahead, Brett. Were you saying something?
No, I was done.
Okay. So this is what I think, and it's because I actually heard the song, and I actually heard Donnie McClurkin sing it, and it seemed like it took them 30 minutes to finish this song. But he said, it could have been me, outdoors, no food, no clothes, or left alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be, because every day by your power you keep on blessing me. I just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. That's what comes to mind, because I think Bishop Hawkins kind of caught it up. I mean, in anything that we were going to be thankful for. We thank him for everything, man.
Amen.
You know, it's something that, you know, when we think, oh, I forgot. But I think the Holy Spirit knows your grateful heart. Don't you think so? A grateful heart, God, is something powerful. Because God, here's the other thing. What do I think about when, thank you, Lord? God don't know us nothing. Amen. He's not in debt to us. So, right and proper. I think when you can thank you, God, I think it's right and proper to give thanks and to always. Gratitude.
So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that song. What is it trigger me?
Well, this is Margaret. I think that being thankful and thanking the Lord, that's the one thing, aside from praying and giving praise and worshiping God, that we can do for God. And he's deserving of our praise, no doubt, but especially he deserves our thanksgiving for the things that we see that he's done for us, and even those things that we do not know. But having relationship with the Lord, we know he's done a great many things for us beyond our knowledge for our good.
Amen.
You know, I think, you know, as, you know, it's still going back to that song that I just read. The two of the most faith-filled words in our vocabulary as believers are thank you. Because
Amen. It
presupposed that somebody was there to do the whatever to get us to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. They're faith filled. You know who it is that's doing the big thing. Hallelujah. If it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's, you know, a parking lot at the grocery store, a parking spot at the grocery store when it's been crowded, come on now.
Amen.
You know who's doing the big thing. So, when you're saying, thank you, Lord, you're exercising faith right there.
I'm just excited about it because for me, you understand the Greek word, all the, we think of the scripture when it says thanks. That's grace. It means grace. Hallelujah. That puts you forth joy. That puts you forth pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, lovingness. Paul is saying for us to give God our favor because God has been gracious. Hallelujah. And when I think about how good God has been, when I think about the grace of God in my life, I can do nothing but just go like, hallelujah. And I'm just on and on and on talking about giving thanks, especially when Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, right? The main reason we celebrate Thanksgiving, it has nothing to do with how we feel. Paul is saying give thanks because it's an action. It's not a feeling. Sometimes we think, you all, that we got to feel good to give thanks. You ain't got to feel good to thank nobody. It's all about giving thanks because of what grace received, because of the goodness of our blessings we've had bestowed upon us. That's what it's about for me. And so we think about that when we understand the grace and the mercies of God and what God has done and what God has sustained you with, what God has kept you from, how God has empowered you, the things that God has done. All I can do is say thank you. When I think about the fact that I'm allowed to come by the throne of grace, the throne of mercy and grace, that I can come because of the blood of Jesus, I can't help but be thankful. I don't know about you
yes.
tonight. Come on, somebody. But that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And you know, Dr. Susie, this is Bishop Michael. None of us ever went to class to learn how to breathe.
Come on.
None of us ever went to any type of university and got accepted or rejected to learn how to have our heart beat. Okay. It is wonderful to understand that the blood that's running through our veins are not really of our own power. God put those things into motion of the day that we breathed our first breath. So it's like a lot of things we take for granted that we shouldn't be taking for granted. The solution on our eyelids that helps it make it easy for our eyelids to go over our eyes so we can close and shut our eyes and our eyelids don't get, we take a lot of things for granted that we don't really think about. So to tell the Lord, thank you, or thanks be to God. And this is just for, you know, what in our own self. But what about, you know, thank God for salvation. Thank God for health. Thank God for
Amen.
Thank, you know, let you know, not just us, but, you know, our family, our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers. we have a lot to be thankful for. We can't just, you know, when we say thanks be to God, that is actually giving God praise and worship for the things
Amen.
That he's done and things that he does that we don't know he does. Amen.
So the question becomes, again, why is giving thanks to God important? Why is it important?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important that we have a feeling and an expression of appreciation, things that have happened in our lives? I mean, let's look back at just today. I want people on this line to share with me why, come on, why would it be important to you to thank God for some things that have happened in your life just today?
Mm.
Come on, somebody. I know it's somebody who can give the Lord some praise. Come on. Some things that have happened just today.
Well, Dr. Susie, I had to leave where I was, go back home to retrieve something, and as I was coming off the expressway, there was a car coming onto the expressway the wrong way. They
Have
weren't
mercy.
Supposed to be entering into that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they were not supposed to be coming in on the expressway that, you know, on where they were coming on at. And thank God I had slowed down enough to actually catch this guy coming on to the expressway the wrong way. And that's nobody but God. It wasn't how skillful of a driver I am. As a matter of fact, I had left my glasses in the classroom. So I can't take credit. Oh, I saw the car. No, I'm like, okay. It was like, why is this car coming this way? So to give God the glory for the things God has done. That wasn't wonderful Bishop Michael who's done all of these wonderful. It wasn't me at all. It was God. God is at work
Amen.
With us even when, you know, you remember the old folks used to pray this prayer, dangers seen and unseen dangers you have kept us from. While you pray.
Amen.
So that's what we remember what he's done for us and stuff that, you know, some of us that are real prayer warriors have had these, you know, testimony. You know, I felt, you know, led to pray for you. And, you know, something was happening, this, that, and the other, and da-da-da-da-da. And they say, what time were you praying for me? Oh, about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. My son was getting ready to go run out into, you understand, you've heard those testimonies. God has us praying for each other, standing in the gap for each other.
Yes.
Interceding for each other. And we don't know why. Sometimes you get that urge for prayer. You might even call out a specific name. Prayer is very, very important, but praising and worshiping and give God the glory. You know, when you're saying thanks be to God, one thing, God will not share his glory with any of us. Amen. That's why
Amen.
It's important to thank him.
Well, and it's also important to thank God so that we don't forget. See, sometimes we are people that we're prone to focus on what we don't have. Come on, somebody. So by giving thanks, we're reminded of how much we do have. So when we focus on the blessings rather than the wants, we can be happier. When we start thanking God for the things that we usually take for granted, our perspective
yes.
will change. And we aren't self-focused. We become God-focused and thankful-focused and merciful-focused. And graciousness focus. And we begin to realize if it weren't for God on my side, come on, where would I be?
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. See, we're to be thankful not only for the things that we like. Come on, y'all. But the circumstances we don't like. I know it's hard because when we purpose to thank God for everything that he allows to come into our lives, we keep bitterness at bay. Lord, there's so many things I want to be so upset about or angry about, But when I'm able to thank God for what he's done, what he's for, Now, I'm not saying we thank him for the evil. We don't. But what we do thank him for is he sustains us through the situation. We don't thank him for harm, right? God didn't cause harm anyway.
Right.
But we thank him when he gives us the strength to endure it. We thank him for the promises that all things work together for good to those who love the God, our God, and are called according to God's purpose. Amen?
Praise God. Amen. Yeah.
So,
Dr. Susie.
You know, and I think what we're supposed to do is to have this sacrifice of praise. And that's what I want us to be led into tonight, is to look at this sacrifice of praise. Giving thanks to God, it keeps our heart in right relationship with him. And it saves us from these attitudes and emotions that rob us from the peace that God wants to give us, for us to experience.
Amen.
So let's talk a little bit about the study tonight. You know, I want to read this one little section of the book and have us talk about it. He says in the beginning, "O Lord, help us to really worship you. We bless your name for setting us apart. Lord, will you shut the door on the world for us?" Come on, somebody. Why do we need to have the Lord shut the door for us? So that we can forget the cares. So that we can rise above the struggles of the world and the struggles of the day. That we can get focused back on the Lord that we serve and the things, the most important things. And that is to draw us closer to the Lord that we serve, the world, and towards you, so that we can focus on what's really important. What comes to mind when you think about that? What is it that God wants to pull you away from and towards? Anybody on the line?
This is Bishop Michael. And some of the things of this world that he wants to pull us from, dare I say it, is the busyness. Sometimes one of the worst things, I hated it when I was in the United States Navy. I hated it when I was in undergrad and grad school. I don't like busy work. And that's that work that you just give somebody just to keep them busy. I don't like that. And a lot of the things that this world will give us is busy work. And those are some of the things of the world that we should, he wants to pull us away, I believe, from that worldliness of distraction, stuff that we get caught up in and we get hung up on, and that doesn't have any salvific power whatsoever. So I think that that's one of the things that God would love to make us rise above this world, this cosmos system, because we'll be ended up, worried and complaining about stuff that doesn't really, at the end of the day, amount to a hill of beans. Hello?
Yes, Bishop.
Margaret.
I agree with you. This is Margaret. I just wanted to say that I'm witnessing how people are withdrawing more and more into their phones, completely oblivious to their surroundings, the walking, looking at the phone, watching a walker and a bike rider almost collide. People are just, they're not in the world even as they should be, to be alert, to be aware of objects approaching them as they're out there. people are just, they're like hypnotized by technology, and it's being produced by the father of lies. It's evil stuff. It's not true. What's being thrown into our conscious minds by staring at the phone or the computer, we need to be aware of God, and we need to keep calling out to Him and praying and reaching out to God, focusing on Him so that we can make our lives worthwhile, worth something to Him, and also to protect us from danger.
You know, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, you know, one of the things, I'm sitting here, and it says, may His presence be so evidently real among us that we may rejoice as well as if our eyes beheld Him. May we love, trust, and worship Him as earnestly as if we could now put our fingers into the print of the nail.
Woo!
I thought about that image. What does that image do to you guys? I just felt so humble.
Oh, I was just going to say, it tears away all these distractions, all these loud messages and images that are so nonsensical, empty, and not satisfying, and not what we should be after and focused upon, to be focused upon Christ, to see for the glass through which we see dimly now in this life, to actually behold the beauty of Christ. That will be a wonderful moment.
You know, that image of the dear son and the hand, the print of the nail, that brings it back, like Margaret said, it takes away all of those distractions. It brings back to life what this salvation is all about. It's not free. Salvation is not free. It was paid for. God paid for it with His all. God paid for it with the death of His dear son.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus washes us clean and makes us whole.
Amen.
And, you know, we can get caught up into these many doctrines and these new teachings and these pop theology, but if it gets away from the cross, if it gets away from the empty grave, if it gets away from the blood that was shed for the sacrifice and the remission of our sins, it's not the gospel. You know, so this, you know, when you start talking about the image of that nail pierced hand, that's what purchased our salvation. May we never forget that we're born again. Oops.
Amen.
May we never
Amen.
Forget who we are and whose we are. We belong to somebody. And I'm so glad we belong to the kingdom of light and not to the kingdom of darkness. Amen.
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 Amen. Just a reminder to tell everybody, put your phone on mute if you're not speaking. You know, one of the things that was really interesting as I'm listening to this is, you know, I was really piggybacking off of what Bishop was saying about our relationship with God. We want to be so humble, so connected that we think about how God, what God did to redeem us, how our inheritance from captivity was bought by the blood of the Lamb. Ooh, Jesus, Tetelestai, paid in full. And that God ransomed us, oh, Lord, because of the love that God had for us. And so I get excited when we talk about what God has done, you know, to see God reigning in control because of my struggles, of my challenges in life, of my health, that God is in control, that I don't have to worry because God is in control. And, you know, when we did the study in Revelations, we read the scripture 5:12 that said, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessings. So we can only say amen because he was slain for me. He was slain for you. The grace mm-hmm. and the mercy that I'm reminded of gives me that need to feel thankful. And when I think about, he talks about being on the outskirts of the crowd and how I think about the woman with the issue of blood, how she worked her way through the crowd to do what? Just to touch his robe. And I can see me. If I knew Jesus was down the street and there was this immense crowd, I'd have to fight my way in. Just to be able to touch the hem of his garment, just to be able to just know and to say thank you for the sacrifice that was made.
You know, every day, y'all, I get an opportunity to thank vets every day, to thank them because they chose to become quadriplegics. Signed, they said they were willing to give their life, and I thank them for that sacrifice. I thank them that they chose to protect me and to go in my stead to fight on my behalf that I would be free. And can you imagine giving one's life knowingly? I'm going to die for you knowingly. I'm going to suffer for you knowingly. I'm going to be able to breathe for you knowingly. You mean that much to me. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God. Gives a new understanding to thanks be to God. Disconnect from everybody. Is anybody else?
No.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
One of the first things that he said was, teach us how to worship you. And everything he just said, when we talk about worship, and we're talking about worth. How much is God worth? How much is the sacrifice on the cross worth? He died.
All right.
Not only did he die, he went down into hell. He descended into hell, preached a revival there, led captivity captive, but he didn't stop there. He's coming back again, and we just went through some 31 signs of, you know, this this second return. Now, here's the other part of that, Dr. Susan, is today's society is saying that the teaching that we just did is superstition. And the fool has said in their heart that there is no God. If God said it, whether I believe it or not, if God said it, it sells. Whether I believe it or not. Because we had that one song, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, let's take that middle part out. God said it, that settles
it. It don't matter if you believe it or not.
Preach.
Amen.
because it's going to be settled anywho. Well.
And it's what he's done, what God has done. Just through the one, it's nonsensical. That's why you all that are listening to us by radio, and you're listening to us, it takes, this is an act of faith, whereby faith you are saved through grace, that not of ourselves. For by grace you are saved through faith, and it is not of anything that you did. Didn't get a degree in it. You didn't get any training in it. For by grace you are saved through faith. It is a gift of God. You didn't do nothing to earn it. And that's, you know, when we go back to that part of it, that thanks be to God, Lord. I mean, when we look at what happens in the balance, when we look at what we were born to die. But we were born again to live. Hallelujah. We didn't accept Jesus Christ. Our hell is our eternal home. Not home, but our eternal punishment. But God sent Jesus. And isn't it interesting, especially around this time of the year, the holiday season, the most opposition that comes out for people celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. The Christians are the one that get the most flack from it. They don't want us singing Christmas carols talking about O Holy Night or Come Let Us Adore Him. It's okay with the Santa Claus stuff, but when we start talking about Jesus coming down through 42 generations to be raised up, to die on the cross, to lay in the earth 3 days and three nights, and to be raised again, morning, with all power. And they don't want us to tell that part.
Well,
that lets me know that we on the right track. Amen. Nobody else gets that.
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
Nobody gets that much pushback.
So what is it in this text when we're talking about how we worship? That we worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with all the power of our being. Why is he talking about this understanding and this need to have this connection with the Lord? What's it about? What is he trying to get us to do, Margaret? As we read it, as we're reading this, what is he trying to get us to see? To feel, to connect. What is he trying to do?
That our only hope is in Christ and the Lord, and that we need to work through our salvation with fear and trembling. And that means we need to reach out to God. We need to bear ourselves. We need to repent. We need to face our sin and repent of it.
And there's a passion, absolutely. There's a passion that we see that he's exemplifying for us. That passion we should all have. You know, I've seen people who have pets. Have you ever seen anybody, they just love their pets? I see people letting dogs lick them in the mouth. And
yes.
And
yes.
They love their pets.
Yep.
But when we talk about a relationship with God, and where's that same passion or more? Where's the understanding that, what is it that triggers you to have intimacy? Maybe that's what the question is, because that's what I see him trying to touch, to trigger, is a place of intimacy. He's trying to get us to go there. Whatever it takes for your button to be a place that's pushed for you to have intimacy with God, for you to seek, to know, the desire, to want, that's what he's trying to get you to pull or to pull from you. When you understand that you could have died, when you understand that the sickness that you experienced could have led to death, when you understand that your child could have got hit by a car, but it wasn't nothing but the grace of God that kept him. When you understand
Amen.
That your loved one could have been really severe, could have cut an area on their body that was severe, that could have kept them bleeding until they died, until death, but because of the grace of God, it was something that wasn't as deep a cut, or was something. When we think
right.
about the fact that we could have got hit by a car straight on. And I know everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story. I don't know how many stories Brett has taught us and shared with us about how he was blessed and protected in Vietnam.
Amen.
Amen.
Those things, those thoughts from not only just about us, but about our children, about our parents, about our loved ones, about people we care about.
Amen.
I got a niece that died from COVID. And I got a daughter that got COVID that survived. I got a son that got COVID that survived. And I can't do nothing but praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it was folks that didn't make it.
Amen.
I'm Amen. Grateful to God for every family member who's alive today. I know it could be that they wouldn't be alive, but for the grace of God, they are.
You know,
Amen.
The text.
So important. Well, not to wait till church before we give a praise and a worship to God. It's every day. We don't see the warfare that is being fought on our behalf. That one of the most precious songs I heard when I was early in the Navy days, I heard it on Guam back in the early 80s, was by Andre Crouch. Somebody somewhere is praying just for you.
All right.
I said, you might not even know their names, but they're praying just the same. Somebody somewhere is praying just for you. And that's encouraging because, you know, that's why people do intercessory prayer. That's why we enter in. We give God praise. We worship and adore God. And somebody around the world, on the other side of the other hemisphere, is praying for you. The Holy Spirit knows. And somebody that's listening to us right now on this radio broadcast, somebody in the United States is praying just for you. For
Amen.
Your family, for your church, for your country. Somebody's praying for you. Be encouraged. You're not forgotten. Do not give up. Just go deeper into God. Give God thanks for the things that God has already done in your ministry, in your life, in your marriage, in your health, in your finances. Give God thanks already for what he's already doing. And then give God thanks for what he's already done. But you know what? As an act of faith, give God thanks for the things God is getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. Just give
Amen.
God praise hallelujah, right now for what God is getting ready to do in your life, in your church, in your marriage, in your finances. God is doing, God is up to something right now. The Holy Spirit is moving right now on your behalf. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, he says, Oh God, do not let the teaching of the Sunday school, the preaching of the evangelist, the personal visitations of individuals, don't let any of these efforts be in vain. What is he talking about? Don't let these efforts be in vain, and why? What's he talking about? He's pushing the idea that if it takes blames, if it takes wounding others, if it, whatever it takes, to dart your arrow abroad and let them wound many so that they may fall down before you and cry for mercy. Whatever it takes, if you can hear the word of God, if you can see the individuals reaching out to you, if you can hear God calling to you, then groan out this prayer, he says, to your very heart. You can sing it, you can groan it, you can, whatever it takes. But build and have that relationship with the Lord so that you can be saved. It said, let us have 100 to the praise of the glorious name of the beloved. For the Holy Spirit has fallen even on the chief of sinners. Lord, we are asking that tonight, as people all over the world are this, the Holy Spirit would fall down upon them and they would be able to speak, to hear, to plead, to have a relationship, to do expiratory praying, exclamatory praying, quick praying, sincere praying, praying that draws us to you, that enables us to guard ourselves against that which is wicked or wrong, and to be drawn close to you, that we may delight in your love, that we may delight in being close, that we might know and believe that greater is the one who is in us through that relationship than the enemy of this world, that all we have to do is to help, have you help us be like you, that we may reflect the light of Christ, that we might be like you, that we might love those in the church, that we might love those who are homeless, that we might help those people who are poor, that we might reach out to somebody who don't have something, that we might show somebody what love really looks like, that we might give somebody some groceries, that we might not judge today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And he says, may Messiah's kingdom come to the overthrow of her who sits on the seven hills, and to the eternal waning of Muhammad's moon, to the overthrow of every idol, so that Christ alone can reign in our hearts. They can reign. The Emmanuel would reign.
Yes,
Emmanuel
yes.
would sit on the high throne, that Emmanuel would be riding the white horse, that Emmanuel would be leading the army of heaven, that Emmanuel would be the conqueror and the victor of all, that Emmanuel, God with us, would reign. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.
Maranatha. Maranatha, even so, come quickly. Amen.
Amen. So I want to ask everybody who's on the line tonight just to give me one thing, just one thing, that reminded you to be drawn to the Lord in intimacy. One thing, just one thing, and I'm going to start with Britt.
Life itself, because there is nothing that we can do by ourselves. Everything that we do, the way our body functions, the way that we go about doing everything that we do in life, why we have life, is because of God. One time I had a guy that didn't believe in God. he was telling me he did this and he did that, and he was talking about his kids and stuff. And I said, okay, I said, I can prove to you that what you're saying is not true because you ain't made nothing. He said, what do you mean? I said, hold your hands out. I said, well, what did God do in the beginning? He created the heavens and the earth. I said, so if you and your wife created a child, then in your two hands right now, create a baby. I want to see a baby. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, you can't do anything unless you got the elements that God had, that he, what he put in you and what he put into your wife. When you husband and wife, you're going to have a baby. I said, you got to understand that God and only God can do what he does. I said, everything that man has made, it takes an outside artificial power to make something work.
So what you're saying, Brett,
there is nothing. Yes.
So what you're saying that has caused you to be intimate with the Lord is life itself.
Well, my belief,
your experiences
my faith,
in life. Is that what you're saying? Because that's the question. The question was, what is it that causes us to be drawn? Because this chapter is about, what does it take? How do we grow close to the Lord? How do we find that place of intimacy where we can worship and be thankful? And you're saying what triggers you, what's helped you, is life experiences itself has taught you
right
to be gracious and thankful to God. Amen. So, Margaret,
amen.
What about you?
Well, the specific verse, Revelation 22:20, in which it's an exclamatory prayer, come, Lord Jesus, even so, come quickly. The Bible verse, the Bible has taught me about seeking the Lord and how to do it. And the scriptures have done that. And I think that is a wonderful verse about what we should be focused upon and what we should ask the Lord to do for us.
Amen. 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 Awesome. And Bishop.
You know, as I look at this, you know, we can look at the work, and it, even though it's not mentioned, it is covered. When the Apostle John saw that great multitude in heaven that no person could number, that it takes me back to the work of the cross, that, yeah, that I may see this nail-scarred hand, that we can put our fingers on the print of the nails.
Amen.
This one gets me. That's the intimacy of the sacrifice that our Savior did for each and every one of us. And he knows each and every one of us by name and has numbered the very hairs, or the lack thereof in my case, on our head. He knows us intimately, and that's what it is for me. Supernatural multitudes, but he knows each and every one of us intimately. That blows my mind. We're not insignificant, because to God, each and every one of us are significant to God. Amen.
Amen.
Makes me want to be intimate.
Makes you want to be what, Bishop?
Makes me want to be more intimate, because he took those nails for me.
Yes.
And not only did he take them for me, he took them because of me.
This is Dr. Susie. When I reflect, I just want you all to know something, that I've been through some stuff in my life.
Yeah.
And when my daughter died, she died on a Sunday. We had her funeral on a Wednesday. And today is the day that she died. And
bless you.
My son almost died the following Saturday. It was like a Mack truck had backed up to hit me and just roll all over me again. And every time I see what God has done for me, I could have been rocking still in a rocking chair and not able to get out because of the stuff that's happened in my life. But nothing but the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And I worship and I thank him and I praise him. And every day I get with my son, I thank God for it. Every day I get with my daughter, I thank God for it.
Yeah.
And every day that I find people who are part of my family, Margaret and Bishop and Brett and Mateo and all the people who are there.
All right.
That's a blessing of love that I didn't have to have in my life. And I can't help but say thank you. Because I know how good God has been.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishop, can you extend the invitation?
You've been listening to us, and you've been touched by the testimonies and by the people expounding upon what God is and what he's done and what he's doing. And you're feeling like you want to know Jesus in a more personal way, not just an academic way. Now's the time. You pray this prayer with us. And at the end of this prayer, a miracle is getting ready to happen. You're going to become a part of the family of God. Lord Jesus, we come to you. We know that our sin is ever before us. And Lord, if you would just blot out all of our transgressions and cleanse us from our iniquities, we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that he is Lord. For with the heart we believe, but with our mouth confession is made. We confess that Jesus is Lord, and we know that God raised Jesus from the dead. We don't know how you did it, Lord, but we know you raised Jesus from the dead. And we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. We believe in our hearts you raised him from the dead. Therefore, we're born again. And thank you, Lord, for taking us into your family. Thank you for taking our friend that's praying this prayer sincerely, for accepting them into the kingdom of God. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer with me, a miracle just happened in your life. You have become a part of the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. God bless you. And Dr. Susie is going to give you more instructions.
This is Brett. We want to thank you for joining us today. We invite you to come back each and every week, every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All you have to do is call in to 646-478-4932 and listen for the prompt. Invite somebody. Have them come with you. We're into a new year. this Tuesday is almost over. So normally there's 52 Tuesdays in the year. Now we're down to 51. And all we're asking is for you to spend an hour with us. Dr. Susie is our host. Until next time, be safe, be blessed, and go in God's protection and his grace. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless y'all. We love you.
Good night. Love you, too.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.